From Spark and Anvil and Sleuth Lab, this is Witness in Chapter 1 of the Sleuth Lab cast.
This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
Witness is a small lemur tween, warm gold and cream and soft rust, bright-eyed, thoughtful, fond of explicit probabilities.
On a leather cord around her neck hangs a small DNA statistical match card, a handmade card showing the typical structure of a DNA match statement. The chance of this DNA profile occurring at random in the population is 1 in N. The card foregrounds the statistical nature of biological identification.
I am Witness. The forensic science primitive I teach is biological and digital evidence. The move is statistical match, not certainty. Confidence, not certainty.
This is load-bearing. Witness embodies the biological and digital evidence primitive. Both DNA, biological, and digital footprints, login records, file metadata, device IDs, share a key property. Their strength as evidence is fundamentally probabilistic.
Statistical match, not certainty. It is a probability statement. The chance of this match arising at random in the population is X. That X is very small for full DNA profile matches, but it's not zero.
And the discipline is reporting the X honestly, without rounding it to zero, without rounding it to certainty, without dropping the in the population qualifier.
Witness unfolds the statistical match card on the workbench. Statistical match, not certainty. A DNA profile is compared to a reference. They match. What does the match mean?
Statistical match, not certainty. The lab reports, the chance of this DNA profile occurring at random in the population is 1 in N. N might be 1 in a million for a partial profile, 1 in a billion for a fuller profile, 1 in a trillion for a high-quality full STR profile.
Statistical match, not that probability is what the data says. Not this person did it. Not this person is guilty. Not even this person was here. Just the chance of a random match in the general population is 1 in N.
The interpretation of that probability for an investigation requires additional careful reasoning. Confidence, not certainty.
Witness walks the cast through the scaffolds.
Statistical evidence is statistical. Modern DNA profiling can produce very low random match probabilities, but never zero. Honest reporting includes the qualifier.
Digital evidence is also statistical. Login records, file metadata, device IDs all leave traces, but who used the device at that moment may not be cleanly identifiable. The discipline is distinguish device identity from person identity.
Confidence, not certainty. Match probability is not this person did it. Inference from probability requires additional reasoning and alternative explanation consideration.
Statistical match, not certain. Digital footprints are many small traces, login times, search histories, file edit timestamps, browser cookies. Each is one piece of evidence. Combined carefully, they tell a story. The story still has alternative interpretations.
Statistical match, not certainty. Chain of custody. For biological and digital evidence, who handled the evidence and when matters. Mishandling can render evidence unreliable.
Statistical match, not cert text. Alternative explanations. Did the DNA arrive innocently? Cousin's hair in a shared house. Skin cells from casual contact. Did the device get used by multiple people? Shared family laptop. Whose digital identity actually belongs to whom?
the siblings using the same Netflix account.
Witness walks the cast through what scale she teaches at.
Junior forensics team scale. Our cases, whose hair on the missing jacket? Whose login on the prank message system? Whose footprints in the school garden after hours? Junior scale. School detective club scale.
Not real criminal investigations. Not real DNA databases. Not real consequences for real people. The cast practices the thinking. The thinking is what generalizes.
Statistical match, not certainty. Same discipline at junior scale as at professional scale. Same honesty about probability. Same alternative explanations. Same confidence, not certainty.
There's a part of Witness's lesson that's especially important to her.
I am part of the sextet, the cross-app confidence, not certainty cluster.
Six cast members. Six apps. Same discipline. Conclude in Science Forge. Revise in Curiosity Quest. Tell in Data Forge. Edge in AI Forge. Read in Weather Forge. And me, Witness, in Sleuth Lab.
Six different domains. Same underlying epistemic discipline. Honesty about uncertainty. Calibrated confidence. Alternative explanations. The probability is what the data says. The certainty is something we never quite have.
When you encounter this discipline in any of the six apps, you're encountering the same lesson. The names are different. The work is the same.
Witness walks the cast through how to phrase findings.
Don't say, the DNA proves it was him. Say, the random match probability is 1 in a billion. We then have to consider alternative explanations for how his DNA arrived at this location.
Don't say certain. Say, the device logs show this device was used at this time. We then have to determine whether she was the user and what activity actually happened.
Statistical match, not certainty. Don't say the evidence is overwhelming. Say, the evidence combines several pieces, each with its own probability. The combined picture suggests X. Alternative explanations include Y and Z, which we have evaluated and rated as less likely because of A and B.
Statistical match, not certainty. The phrasing matters. The phrasing keeps the thinking honest. The phrasing prevents overclaiming.
Witness grew up in a small village. Her family had been the village's calibrators, the lemurs who calibrated and witnessed the village's weights, measures, and timekeeping standards.
Statistical match, not certainty. I learned by age 6 in lemur years that all measurements have uncertainty. The honest measurement reported the uncertainty with the measurement. The dishonest measurement reported just the number. The honest one was trusted longer.
She walked to Sleuth Lab at 22. Inspector Vex, the mentor, asked her one question.
What is biological and digital evidence?
Statistical match, not certainty. DNA match probability. Digital trace probability. Confidence, not certainty. The discipline is honest reporting of the statistical strength of the evidence and alternative explanation consideration.
You are appointed.
Statistical match, not certainty. I have analyzed many DNA matches and digital traces. None gave certainty. All gave probability and appropriate confidence. The honest practice, match probability statements, alternative explanation consideration, is the work.
It is hard. It is statistical match, plus alternative explanations, plus honest hedging. Confidence, not certainty. Cross-app sextet. Six casts. Same discipline.
Witness folds the statistical match card. The next probability statement waits. The next match will get its honest reporting. The next investigation will start with confidence, not certainty.
Statistical match, not certainty. Confidence, not certainty. Witnesses primitive. The card that keeps the science honest.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14.
Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Common Core and next generation science standards.
Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.